This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of unicameral bone cyst from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. A unicameral bone cyst is also referred to as a simple bone cyst and is a non-neoplastic, serous, fluid-filled bone lesion thought to result from temporary failure of medullary bone formation near the physis. They are usually found in patients less than 20 years of age, and as far as location, they are usually found in the proximal humerus of young patients, but they can also be found in other locations like the proximal femur, distal tibia, ilium, calcaneus, and occasionally the metacarpals, phalanges, or the distal radius. Unicameral bone cysts arise in the metaphysis adjacent to the physis and progresses towards the diaphysis with bone growth. With respect to prognosis, as a patient approaches skeletal maturity, a unicameral bone cyst will often decrease in size and may heal after growth is complete. Fracture healing usually does not lead to cyst resolution. Unicameral bone cysts require close follow-up while in the active phase due to recurrence and risk of fracture or growth arrest. The classification of a unicameral bone cyst is actually important as it impacts treatment. And the two main classification types are active and latent. A unicameral bone cyst is considered active if the cyst is adjacent to the physis and is considered latent if normal bone separates the cyst from the physis. As far as the presentation of a unicameral bone cyst, most are asymptomatic unless fracture occurs, and fractures usually occur with minor trauma. A unicameral bone cyst usually presents with pain from a pathologic fracture in approximately 50% of cases. With respect to imaging, radiographs will show central, lytic, well-demarcated metaphyseal lesions where 2-3% of cases cross the physis. Radiographs may also show cystic expansion with symmetric thinning of the cortices, and a, quote, fallen leaf sign may also be seen on radiographs. A pathologic fracture with a fallen cortical fragment in the base of the empty cyst is pathognomonic. Plain films in the setting of a unicameral bone cyst may have a trabeculated appearance after multiple fractures. MRI in the setting of a unicameral bone cyst will be very dark on T1 and very bright on T2. Gadolinium shows classic rim enhancement of a cystic lesion. A bone scan is variable, but is usually warm. Specific laboratory tests are usually not required. With respect to histology, characteristic findings include a cyst with thin fibrous lining containing fibrous tissue, giant cells, and hemosiderin pigment. Chronic inflammatory cells may be found in small numbers, as well as cementum spherules, which are calcified eosinophilic fibrinous material, which are seen in 10% of cases. Finally, histology may also show uniform population of spindle cells without nuclear atypia. A biopsy is usually only indicated for a questionable diagnosis. The differential diagnosis for a unicameral bone cyst includes telangiectatic osteosarcoma, or an aneurysmal bone cyst, aka an ABC, which is more expansive than a UBC, or a unicameral bone cyst. In addition, a unicameral bone cyst lesion is usually not wider than the physis, unlike an aneurysmal bone cyst. Another diagnosis that can appear as a bubbly lytic lesion other than an ABC and a UBC is a non-ossifying fibroma. With respect to treatment for a unicameral bone cyst, it can be operative or non-operative. Non-operative management can include immobilization alone, which is indicated for proximal humerus lesions with pathologic fracture, and 15% of lesions fill in with native bone after acute fracture. Another non-operative option includes aspiration/methylprednisolone acetate injection, which is indicated for active cysts that communicate with the physis in the proximal humerus. With respect to the technique here, this option usually requires several injections, especially in very young children. Bone marrow injections have recently been reported to be effective. Operative management includes curettage and bone grafting plus or minus internal fixation based on the tumor location. This is indicated for symptomatic latent cysts that have not responded to steroid injections. Other indications include latent cysts in the proximal femur that are a structural concern and at risk for fracture and osteonecrosis, as well as proximal femoral lesions with the pathologic fracture, which have a high rate of refracture and malunion when treated non-operatively. Therefore, internal fixation is recommended in these cases. Contraindications to operative management include active lesions, as communication with the physis may lead to growth arrest in these cases. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. A 10-year-old boy injured his right shoulder playing lacrosse. he denies previous shoulder pain or injury. An AP radiograph of the right shoulder shows a right proximal humeral unicameral bone cyst with a non-displaced pathologic fracture. The lesion demonstrates central metaphyseal lucency, close to or abutting the growth plate, with uniform cortical thinning and no matrix production. What is the next best step in management? And the choices are 1. Urgent biopsy, 2. CT scan of the arm, 3. Whole body bone scan, 4. Open reduction and plate fixation, and 5. Sling for comfort. So this patient presents with a non-displaced pathologic fracture through a unicameral bone cyst of the right proximal humerus. The next best step would be a sling for comfort, making 5. Sling for comfort the correct answer to this question. To quickly review, unicameral bone cysts are non-neoplastic, serous, fluid-filled bone lesions that are thought to result from temporary failure of medullary bone formation near the physis. They're most commonly located in the proximal humerus. A pathologic fracture may be the first known presentation of the cyst, as these lesions are usually asymptomatic. Pratel-Mazzini et al. Reviewed unicameral bone cysts. These benign lesions occur almost exclusively in children and adolescents in up to 85% of cases, with a reported peak between ages 3 and 14 years. Primary differential diagnosis for a unicameral bone cyst includes aneurysmal bone cyst, fibrous dysplasia, and chondroma, and intraosseous ganglia. In patients with a pathologic fracture of the upper extremity associated with a unicameral bone cyst, initial non-surgical treatment with immobilization for 4 to 6 weeks is appropriate. Donaldson et al. Evaluated whether simple bone cysts resolve with age. 24 patients were followed for 7 plus or minus 1 year following initial treatment with a mean age of follow-up of 17.2 plus or minus 3.2 years. Despite the assumption that most simple bone cysts will resolve with skeletal maturity, none of the cysts were graded as completely healed in this study. They concluded that growth plate closure may not signify healing of simple bone cysts. And moving on to the final question, what is the most common anatomical site for unicameral bone cysts in children? And the choices are 1. Distal humerus, 2. Proximal humerus, 3. Distal femur, 4. Proximal tibia, and 5. Tibial shaft. So unicameral bone cysts are found most commonly in the proximal humerus in children. So the correct answer to this question is 2. Proximal humerus. But again, to quickly review, unicameral bone cysts are non-neoplastic, serous, fluid-filled bone lesions that are thought to result from temporary failure of medullary bone formation near the physis. They're usually found in patients under the age of 20. Most are asymptomatic unless fracture occurs. Scaglietti et al. Reported the outcomes of methylprednisolone acetate use for the treatment of bone cysts. They opined the use of corticosteroids as they exert a destructive action on the pathological tissue of the lesion, thus favoring a progressive process of repair and avoiding surgery. Cho et al. Compared the initial treatment of unicameral bone cysts using steroid injections versus bone grafting in 58 patients. They showed a lower success rate with steroid treatment. The rate of recurrence after initial treatment with steroids or autologous bone marrow was 41.7% and 13.3% with a p-value of less than 0.05, respectively. That's all for this review about unicameral bone cysts. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on iTunes. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.